हरे कृष्णा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। 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 ओम अज्ञानदमिरान्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं बन्धुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वागता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सदां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 5, Chapter 20. The title of the chapter is Structure of the Universe, text number 24.
Evam Purastha Shirodha Parita Upaveshitaha Shakadvipo
त्रिंशल्लक्षा
योजनायमः समानेन च दधि मण्डोधेन परितो यस्मिन् शाको नाम
परस्तात् बियॉन्ड क्षीर उदात् फ्रॉम द ओशन ऑफ मिल्क परितः ऑल अराउंड उपवेशितः सिचुएटेड शाकद्वीप अनदर आइलैंड नोन एज शाकद्वीप द्वात्रिंशत् 32 लक्ष 100,000 योजना योजनास आयामः हूज मेजर समानेन ऑफ इक्वल लेंथ च एंड दधि मंद उदेन by an ocean containing water.
By an ocean containing water.
Resembling churned yogurt.
Resembling churned yogurt.
Paritaha.
Paritaha.
Surrounded.
Surrounded.
Yasmin.
Yasmin.
In which land? Shaka.
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 Nama.
Name.
Mahiruha.
A fig tree.
Swachetra.
Swachetra.
Vyapadeshaka.
Vyapadeshaka.
Giving the island its name.
Yes,
yes.
Of which?
Ha.
Indeed.
Mahasurabhi.
A greatly fragrant.
Gandha.
Aroma. Tam dvipam.
That island.
Anuvasayati.
Makes fragrant.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Outside the ocean of milk is another island, Shakadvipa, which has a width of 3,200,000 yojanas, 25,600,000 miles. As Kauncha Dvipa is surrounded by its own ocean of milk, Shakadvipa is surrounded by an ocean of churned yogurt as broad as the island itself. In Shakadvipa, there is a big Shaka tree from which the island takes its name. This tree is very fragrant. Indeed, it lends its scent to the entire island. So, no purport here. So, we'll read the, I think next two slokas there is a purport, so I'll just continue reading that. We read a Sanskrit or just a translation? What do we
translation.
Do?
Translation.
Translation, okay. Text number 25. The master of this island, also one of the sons of Priyavrata, was known as Medhariti. He also divided his island into seven sections named according to the names of his own sons, whom he made the kings of that island. The names of those sons are Purojava, Manojava, Pavamana, Dhumaranika, Chitrarepa, Bahurupa and Vishwadara. After dividing the island and situating his son as its rulers, Medhariti personally retired and to fix his mind completely upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he entered a forest suitable for meditation. Text number 26. For these lands also, there are seven boundary mountains and seven rivers. The mountains are Ishana, Ushu, Uru Shunga, Balabhadra, Satakshera, Sahasrota, Devapala and Mahanasa. The rivers are Anagha, Ayurada, Ubayasprishti, Aparajita, Panchapati, Sahasrasruti and Nijadruti. Text number 27. The inhabitants of those islands are also divided into four castes: Ritavrata, Satyavrata, Dhanavrata and Anuvrata, which exactly resemble the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishyas and Sudras. They practice Pranayama and mystic yoga, and in trance they worship the Supreme Lord in the form of Vayu. Text number 28. This has a purport, so we will just read the translation. The inhabitants of Shakadvipa worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Vayu in the following words. O Supreme Person, situated as the Super Soul within the body, you direct the various actions of the different airs such as Prana, and thus you maintain all living entities. O Lord, O Super Soul of everyone, O Controller of the Cosmic Manifestation under whom everything exists, may you protect us from all dangers. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Through the mystic yoga practice called Pranayama, the yogi controls the air within the body to maintain the body in a healthy condition. In this way, the yogi comes to the point of trance and tries to see the Super Soul within the core of his heart. Pranayama is the means to attain samadhi, trance, in order to fully absorb oneself in seeing the Supreme Lord as Antaryami, the Super Soul within the core of the heart. So here in this section we continue to see the other dvipas. We are discussing about the Shaka Dvipa, the Krauncha Dvipa, she's like a Jambu Dvipa, different dvipas we have seen. So here in this particular section we find the inhabitants of the Shaka Dvipa worship the Vayu Deva, the Devata called Vayu, they worship the Vayu. And Srila Prabhupada gives this very detailed this translation. Say, outside the ocean of milk is another island, Shaka Dvip, which has a width of 3,200,000 yojanas. So this is like a, sometimes we have a, when we read all these things, we get a little bit of bewilderment. Yeah, we are only used to the South Melbourne Beach or Albert Park Beach or St Kilda Beach, where everywhere water, salty water. That's it. Our knowledge is only that. Our knowledge is very limited. But when we hear from the Shastra, there are something like this. We get little bit wrong. Just look around here. Okay? Is somebody hearing or somebody is noticing whenever we make the statement? Because we are afraid actually. Why we are afraid? We are afraid that we are saying something which is like out of the this thing, like what do we say, out of the world, like some of the statements. If the in the movies, the James Bond goes from here to here to here to here, all he will walk all the New York, all the buildings, the top, he will walk everything. We don't have any problem understanding that. When Hanumanji goes over the mountain, what is this Hanumanji going? But James Bond goes to the New York, all the buildings, that walks all the way. Or Superman goes everywhere, all over the building to building, he will jump. Nobody will have any problem, anything. They are completely, perfectly knowledgeable. Perfectly, they will understand everything. But when Hanumanji goes like this, oh, what is this? This is mythology. That is real. When that fellow walks on that New York building, that is real. And Hanumanji going is mythology. So this is our problem. Our problem is that we have been brainwashed. See, like that these things are real and our things are all mythology. Shastra. Shastra is mythology, all the newspaper and the magazine, they all become the Shastra. The opposite, just to go. So when the demons, like they want the real, they will take us imaginary. Imaginary, they will take us real. This is our problem. This is the disease which we have in the material world. So that's why Srila Prabhupada very, very heavy. Sometimes he says, our knowledge is not like a maybe, perhaps, maybe like that, maybe like, no, our knowledge is not like, very precise, 3,200,000 yojana. This is exactly as if you have gone with the scale and that measurement thing and a measure. But why? How can they say all of this? Because they are the seekers of the absolute truth. They know exactly. Because the knowledge is coming from the Supreme Lord. And the Lord has given all this information for our benefit actually. So sometimes we have a Srila Prabhupada in the class. One time he said, what do you know? So he asked Prabhupada, what do you know? There are birds, like big giant eagle birds are there. They fly from one planet to other planet. This is not like we are talking about like one city to other city, one country to other, but one planet to another planet they fly. That type of gigantic birds are there. What they do, they just sometimes they rest and then they keep on traveling, and then while traveling only they lay their eggs. When they come down due to the whatever the situation, friction or whatever the procedure, then they get the small birds, they also come out of the eggs. So this information is there in the Shastra. We may not believe, or we may believe or may not believe, that's not a problem, because the problem is these things are already there. You may only do research, you will keep on doing research until your last breath, and then finally there is nothing there. This is like there is no, only rocks are there, there is no water there, no nothing. Because here Shastra says a moon planet is the vegetation, he is the one who is giving all the vegetation for all other planets, but that planet is nothing, empty. Just only rocks are there, solids are there, that's it. Who can believe that? It's up to you to make a decision which one to believe, whether to believe the Shastra or whether to believe to this modern Shastra. That is up to us actually. So that is why it is, we have to understand who they are presenting, who is presenting. They don't have any ulterior motive. That is the ulterior motive Vyasadeva has. What he has to please anyone? Sukadeva Goswami, he doesn't care anything. He just doesn't even stay in a place more than a time for milking the cow. What can we offer to Sukadeva Goswami? What do we have anyway? What can we offer to Narada Muni? What can we offer to Vyasadeva? Nothing. Only thing what we can offer is that you have very kindly given everything. Let us try to follow this. That way that they will make happy. When they worship Mother Ganges, how do you worship Mother Ganges? How do you worship Mother Ganges? If you have seen, you don't do anything. You just pick up water from Ganges and then Mate, Gange Mate, you just offer to Ganges. You didn't bring your own water. You didn't bring your own paraphernalia. You just take the water of Ganges and offer it to Mother Ganges. That's it. But you add one extra thing there. You get the devotion. Mother Ganges is emanated from the lotus feet of the Lord. Just worship like that. That's it. The same way all these authorities, they have very kindly given all this information. For what? So that we can extricate ourselves from this situation and go back home, back to God. That is the only purpose. Nothing else. They don't have any other motive, any other agenda. Because sometimes here in the material world, sometimes the scientists or whatever the scholars, they present something, they have some hidden agenda. They have to do something because of the funding is coming from here, something is coming from here, something is coming. So because of that, they have to say something. But what Narada Muni, what Vyasadeva, what the Sukadeva Goswami, they don't have any motive whatsoever. That is why we have to take the knowledge from there. Bhagavad Gita says in the 16th chapter, Yasastravitim Utsrajya Vartate Kamakarata Nasasiddhim Avapnoti Nasukam Naparangatim. He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. The person who is rejecting the Shastra, for him there is no perfection here or there. He will not get anything. So that is the Shastra is very important. And then that sloka continues, Bhagavad Gita continues, Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vyavasthitam Jnatva Shastra Vidamauktam Karma Kartum Iharuhasi. So one should therefore understand what is duty and what is not duty by regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act as that he may gradually be elevated. So this is the problem. Because if we understand, see in the material world we are used to pramana. Pramana means where is the proof? Where is the proof? We always ask for proof. So the proof is, if Shastra is the pramana. Shastra, because Shastra says, because why Shastra is pramana? Because Shastra is not having the normal defects. The four defects what the human beings are having, that four defects are not there in the Shastra. That is why Shastra is a pramana. So that's why we have to take this Shastra as authority. Srimad Bhagavatam authority, Vedas as authority, Bhagavad Gita as supreme authority. Because by doing this, by accepting that, we are at the loser section. People may keep on doing research, and then they will kick the bucket actually. But our problem is we just, all the cream, everything is given, we just understand that, appreciate that, and then put that into practice, and then go back to God. Finish the business, don't have to come here. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurvam. Bahunam janmanam ante, after many births you have to do that, but Prabhupada made it very easy, this janma only you can make it. Why you have to wait for Bahunam, Janmanam? Why you have to take many births? No need actually. This one birth, if we can take this seriously, depend on the Shastra, depend on the Sadhu, depend on the Guru, and this way our life is very simple actually. So that's why in the so much emphasis Prabhupada gives according to the Shastra. And also we find in this sloka is very interesting, this Medhaditi, Medhatiti. Medhatiti. So he is a great king because in the Srimad Bhagavatam we find all these great personalities like Parikshit Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, all Priyavrata, all these great personalities, they have one thing in common. What is that one thing in common? Anyone can think?
They are kings.
They are kings, yeah, that's very easy to say. All the kings, common thing is king. But there is one more thing in common.
Their goal is Lord Krishna.
Yes, there is a goal is also Lord Krishna. That is also correct. There is one more thing. Sorry, I'm thinking of one thing. Sorry, I should not. Because what is the one thing I found very interesting is all the king, nobody wants to hang around till the last breath. You think about all these great personalities, Maharaj Ambarish, Maharaj Dhruva, Maharaj Prahlad, all these great personalities, they are not interested, just I will hang around here for another young sitting there and keep on doing some business here, some nonsense. No, they are not interested actually. They are not interested. They want to finish the business and get out of here as much as soon as possible, ASAP. That's what they say, ASAP, as soon as possible. They want to get out of here. Because they know, they are convinced. They are convinced. Ah, Brahma Bhavana Loka, Punaravartino Arjuna, Mamupetyavta Kauteya, Punarjanmana Nityate. They may be big, big emperor, big, big personalities, big, big controllers. Still, they don't want to exercise their power, exercise their capacity, exercise whatever in their possession. No, they don't want to. That is the beauty actually. See, like so this is in the material world is exactly opposite. Nobody wants to retire. Prime Minister, President, no, unless otherwise the people throw him out or the Emirat comes and kicks him out. You know, like that's the only two options. Like they don't want to voluntarily. There is nothing like a voluntary retirement. Like, nobody wants to retire voluntarily. And they think that like, oh, without me, my country will suffer. Every politician thinks like that. If my guidance is not there for the country is going to be in chaos. Actually, without that only, with you only, it is going to be in chaos. And without you, it will be better. But you don't understand. This is the problem. They think like, if I pass away, then what will happen? So immediately, I will put my son as my this thing, so that I can look after, like I can control that. So this is the problem. This is a disease. So, but this disease is not there. All the great personalities, all the Maharajas, all the great authorities, they completely gave up everything. They didn't even care about that. It says like in the Shastra, how they gave up is just like if somebody passes the stool and then nobody is bothering about, oh, I passed the stool, what will happen? I have to protect. No, nothing. They just go away like that. Like same way we are getting attached to this, so much we are getting attached. You know, one bedroom house or one bedroom apartment only, the whole life we will be meditating on that, and at that time we think about that and then become cockroach in that house again. This is our problem actually. But all these great personalities, they just big kingdom, big opulence, big sena, everything is there, but they just gave up like anything. So that is this thing. See, these are all the lessons we can learn from Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes we read, oh, why is Solo sitting and reading all the eight rivers, seven rivers he is reading, seven paksha, dvipas he is reading, seven names he is reading. What is? Yeah, that is also important. But what they did, what Medhaditi, that Maharaj Medhaditi did, if you understand that, then our life will be perfect. What he did, yes, the timely, he gave up everything and then he went for looking for the Supreme God. So that is the message we can understand also. And here, that next sloka, it is mentioned here in the text number 27, I think. It says, the inhabitants of those islands are also divided into four castes. Ritavrata, Satyavrata, Dhanavrata and Anuvrata, which exactly resembles Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. They practice Pranayama and mystic yoga and in trance, they worship the Supreme Lord in the form of Vayu. Because in this world, we have these divisions. Varnasrama Dharma, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. So, the divisions are there everywhere. It's not that only here. See here, there is Ritavrata, Satyavrata, Dhanavrata, Anuvrata. So all these things are there. Chaturvarnya Maya Sritam, Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Krishna created this thing so that there is orderliness in the society. This society has to be in a particular order. For that only he created Chaturvarnya. Four Varnas are created. Four Ashramas are there also. Four Varnas. So same way, and this is created, it's mentioned here, and then they practice Pranayama and mystic yoga. So this is the process, they were following the process. So Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the references to the Mundaka Upanishad, he is quoting, the soul is atomic in size and can be perceived by perfect intelligence. This atomic soul is floating in the five kinds of air. Pranavayu, Apanavayu, Vyanavayu, Samanavayu, Udhanavayu is situated within the heart and spreads its influence all over the body of the embodied living entities. When the soul is purified from the contamination of the five kinds of material air, its spiritual influence is exhibited. The Hatha Yoga system is meant for controlling the five kinds of air encircling the pure soul by different kinds of sitting posture, not for any material profit, but for liberation of the minute soul from the entanglement of material atmosphere. Prabhupada is so clear, clear understanding who we are and what we are doing and where the soul is located, and it makes so much sense. The soul has to be purified. It says the soul is floating in the five airs: pranavayu, apanavayu, dhyanavayu, udanavayu, samanavayu. So the floating, that and that soul, by doing this all the pranayama. Pranayama means, like we are going to discuss how pranayama is done. And these exercises or this bodily exercises can be done so that the different nadis, different nadis within the body are purified. If the nadis are purified, nadis are purified, now I am fit for self gratification. Just go on a self gratification spree. No, that is not the purpose actually. Purpose is the nadis are purified, the air is purified. That way I can concentrate on my real subject matter. Most of the time we don't concentrate on the subject matter for which we are here. Most of the life goes like this only. Shrama evahi kevan. Waste of time, reading this, reading that, doing this, doing that, waste of time. Instead, so this pranayama exercise, what will happen is, it is able to control the air within the body. Prabhupada explains that. And so this is the mystic yoga. And Srila Prabhupada says, and this is the... explains about the system of yoga. The system of yoga for controlling the breathing process is pranayama. If somebody wants to know what is the definition of pranayama, the system of yoga for controlling the breathing process is called pranayama. And in the beginning, it is practiced in the Hatha Yoga system through different sitting postures. Because there are Hatha Yoga is one of the systems. Bhagavad Krishna says that in 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he explains that. Well, what is Hatha Yoga system? Yama, Niyama, Yama, Niyama, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, then Dhyana, and then finally coming to Samadhi. These are all the Ashtanga, 8 Angas are there. So one can practice the Ashtanga Yoga so that gradually they can purify the soul. There is a process, sitting process. But the purpose of yoga is not just to get a only healthy body, healthy situation, so that I can go on more and more sense gratification. That is not the purpose of yoga. Unfortunately, the name of yoga, we think yoga is just for my own sense gratification. That's why I'm also going yoga. In the office, now it's very famous. In the afternoon, I'm also going for yoga. What is that yoga? Yoga is not just going with the mat and sitting there and then doing a little bit of exercise. That is one part of the yoga. But the next part of the yoga, you have to go a bit further. Pratyahara. Pratyahara means material objects. We have to discard those things. Where are we discarding? We are adding more and more. After going yoga only, we are coming back with all the cookbook, everything we bring, and then this is our problem. We just bring something else. This is not pratyahara. And then dharana, then dhyana, and then finally samadhi. So these are all the way. So the pranayama yogi has to concentrate like that. So this is what Srila Prabhupada says. This and Prabhupada one place very nicely explained. This is inhaling the breath. Inhaling. See, like normally the Brahmanas, if you have seen, like they just hold this. We inhale first. Inhale, and then we keep it and then leave it through the other nostril. So that's why inhaling the breath is called puraka. Inhale, puraka, and then keep it here. That is kumbhaka. And then coming out, recha. So this is what puraka. This is like a puraka, kumbhaka, recha. Exhale. So this is where the yogi control. So that is why all the Vedic sacrifices when you perform, they will ask you to do pranayama. They will say you will hold the breath like this. Then you have to take the breath through this nostril. You take it. Not immediately, it's not like a sound. Not a big sound is that should not come. Only the air should go from one nostril and then hold it. For this is just hold it, clip, like this is a clip. You don't have to hold it without holding also, but you take it and then that is kumbhaka. Kumbhaka means equilibrium, it just stays like that. So that means you have control the air, and then rechaka, puraka, kumbhaka, rechaka. So that way you can control. And it is said in the Shastra, one's life is not measured by the age or years or something. We say something like, oh, number of years, how old are you, all age, all these things. But according to the Shastra, it is number of breaths. How many breaths you are taking, that is what counts as a, your lifespan. Lifespan is the, considered the, in the moment of how much breathing, how much breathing you do, that is the measurement of your lifespan. So if you keep on like you engage in so much activities, you are breathing so quickly, breathing, that means you are exhausting your lifespan. So you can breathe, you have to breathe only. Without breathing you can't survive, but controlling the breathing, so that means you can live longer. Okay, that's why you find sometimes in the Kumbh Mela and different sanghas, where all the different sadhus and where the mahans, they all come. These people, they live for many hundreds of years. For us, living only 50 years, 40 years, we can be circus actually. Because within that only so much of problems, so much of situations, we are not able to manage. But they live. Why they live? Because they control their pranayama. They control, do. But the next question to ask is, what do you do living that long? So watch out all the movies and all the newspaper, all the things. That is not the purpose of life. If you have to live long, at least you know, like there is in the Shastra, it is called Markandeya. There is a, we will study Markandeya in the 12th canto. Markandeya lived only 16 years only. 16 years only, his lifespan was given as 16 years only. So, but that 16 years of lifespan, he perfected his life actually. That is important. Not that like a live 5000 years. Prabhupada gives a banyan tree in Calcutta. 5000 years old banyan tree. And just standing there. Like, what is the use actually? Standing there. And that is, but again, it's at least a banyan tree. So that way it is good. Vaswata. So otherwise, what is the use actually? So that's why even the short or long, that is not a big problem. How do we utilize this life then? Even if somebody lives for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, how can I utilize this lifetime so that I can complete the purpose for which I came here? That we have to be very clear. For that, first we have to understand what purpose we came here. And then only we can understand. That is why we need a guru. We need acharya. We can go to the acharya and inquire. Tadvikti pranipadena, pariprashnena sevaya, upadekshanti te jnanam. Jnanina tattva darshan. Jnani will give the knowledge. Yes, you see, for this purpose only you are here. We don't know. We are thinking, I am here to set right all the things here. This world, all the systems. To write computer programs or fix the program or including more, incorporating more bugs. That's what we are here. We are thinking like that actually. No, our purpose is to finish our business. We have done so much of karma, and then at least by the mercy of the Lord, we got a human form of life, and we have given a situation where we can come closer to the Lord, closer to the Acharya, closer to the devotees, so that how we can perfect our life, that we can learn in this human form of life. So having come to this understanding, we have to utilize it fully. Full advantage we have to take. Not that, okay, little bit of this. But that means we are delaying the process of going back to the spiritual world. So then it's mentioned, Srila Prabhupada mentions there in the next sloka, through the mystic yoga practice called pranayama, the yogi controls the airs within the body to maintain the body in a healthy condition. In this way, the yogis come to the point of trance and tries to see the super soul within the core of his heart. And this is on the purpose. This is the real purpose actually. Even somebody is a yogi, even if somebody is a Ashtanga yogi, what should be the purpose of this Ashtanga yoga? Ashtanga yoga is to meditate on the super soul as a Paramatma within the heart. That is the purpose of the Ashtanga yogi. Not any other purpose. Bodily exercises, asanas and pranayama, all these things are to that purpose where the yogi can meditate on the super soul. There is a nice sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Maruta Stunmanti Vivaistavai Vedai Sangha Padakramo Parishadai Dhyayanti Yam Samataha Dhyanavastita Tadgatena Varasaha Pashyanti Yam Yogino Yasyantam Navidu Sura Asura Gana Devaya Tasmai Namaha. Very nice sloka. Sukutsuta Goswami is saying, and to the personality whom Brahma, Varuna, Indra, Rudra and Maruts, praise by chanting transcendental hymns and reciting the Vedas with all the corollaries, Padakramas and Upanishad, to whom the chanters of the Samaveda always sing, whom the perfected yogis see within their mind. Dhyanavastita tadhyaveda manasa tadhyaveda manasa. Because this is the perfection. The yogi has to meditate on the super soul. It's not like just meditate on the void or just do some exercise and go away. That is not the full perfection of yoga. Yoga, even if you are doing Ashtanga Yoga, assuming you are able to do Ashtanga Yoga in this age, what is your purpose? Your purpose should be dhyanavastita tadhyadena manasa pashyantiyam yogina. We have to meditate on the super soul within the heart, who is none other than the plenary expansion of Supreme Law. So that we have to meditate. That is the purpose of yoga. So Ashtanga Yoga is, even if somebody claims, but 5000 years ago Arjuna said, oh, this is not possible for me. In the end of 6th chapter, towards the end of the 6th chapter, when Arjuna, Krishna explained all the intricacies of Ashtanga Yoga, what did Arjuna say? Oh, this is not possible. This is like a Sanchalam Bhimana Krishna Pramadi Balavadhridam Tasyaham Nigraham Manye Vayu Evacha Dushkaram. I say, Krishna, whatever you explained, it's very, very difficult for me. And when? 5000 years ago. 5000 years, no billboards, no television, no internet, no TV, no newspaper, nothing. It's at that time, 5000 years ago, he found it was very difficult to control the mind through this Ashtanga Yoga process. But now all anarthas are there, everything is there. With that also we are saying, oh, I am also Ashtanga Yoga. Then you have to ask yourself, who are you trying to bluff actually? And we are worried. Because, see, 5000 years ago Arjuna said, I can't do this, I can control the wind. He was so powerful, he was a great warrior. I can control the wind, but I can't control the mind. So this is the situation 5000 years ago, and Lord Krishna accepted. He said, yes, asamshayam mahabaho mano durnigraham chalam abhyasena dukaunteya vairagyena cha grahyate. Immediately Lord Krishna said, oh Arjuna, yes, it is like that only. Asamshayam, the mind will be like that only. So Krishna is giving a authentication. Yes, it is like that, the mind will be like that. If the mind is not like that, then you should worry. Oh, my mind is very stable, equilibrium, it is completely... Where are you? Are you in the, here in this building? Are you still alive or dead or something? You have to ask this question. If somebody says, my mind is completely equilibrium, completely, I'm this thing. Touch him and see whether this fellow is alive still. Alive or dead or something. Because it's not possible. Because the mind is going all over the direction, all over the place, all over the direction it is going. So that is why Shastra says, this is this, all these systems are there, because this is somebody in the Sakadvipa, they are able to follow that. Maybe Sakadvipa is a very fortunate place actually, where all these disturbances are not there. But this Dvipa, especially in the Kali Yuga and this our Jambu Dvipa in Bharata Varsha, or in the Australia, whatever the situation, it is difficult actually. Very difficult. That is why all the acharyas are given, or the Sukadeva Goswami says, Kale dosha nide rajan asti ega mahan gunaha kirtana eva krishnasya mukta sangha varam raje. This is the only method. This is the only process which will work. If you are looking, if you want to just waste your time, go around, run around, and another couple of lifetimes, not couple of 100,000 lifetimes actually, you want to just waste around, it's our own prerogative. Whatever we want to do, we can do. But if you want to put a full stop, yes, I want to put a full stop here. Then if you want to put a full stop for this other, this merry go around, if you want to do that, then this is the process. Kale dosha nide rajan asti hi eka mahan guna kirtana eva krishnasya mukta sangha parampara. This is the process. This way, if we can do that, then the same lifetime we can go back home. That opportunity is given for all the living entities. So that's why Srila Prabhupada again and again stresses. This is the Paramatma, so Pranayama is the means to attain Samadhi. So Pranayama, the goal of Pranayama is we have to get to the situation where Samadhi. Samadhi means complete trance. Complete trance. The same Samadhi can be attained through Ashtanga Yoga, whatever Samadhi is obtained, but the same Samadhi can be obtained by engaging in pure devotional service, constant absorption. You can do it. You don't have to do Ashtanga. Sometimes people, when they read all this, so far I have wasted my time. I have been doing Bhakti Yoga. Now this fellow is talking about Ashtanga Yoga. So now I should find a place where I can perform Ashtanga Yoga. But no need, because you don't have to perform Ashtanga Yoga. By performing pure devotional service, you get all the benefits of Ashtanga Yoga. Plus more, you get Krishna Bhakti. In the last chapter of, last sloka of 8th chapter, Vedeshu, Yajneshu, Tapascha Saiva, Dhaneshu, Punya Paleshu, all the benefits you get, dana, yajna, homa, all these benefits you get by just performing devotional service, you get everything, plus in addition to that you get Krishna prema, Krishna bhakti. So why one should be hesitant? By doing performance of Krishna bhakti or devotional service, you are not bereft. Prabhupada says you are not bereft of all other benefits. All the benefits are coming, plus, this is a plus, like when you buy a software or anything, there will be a version called one standard Janata version, and there will be one with the version where you, what is the premium version. When you buy the premium version, what they don't write all the Janata version and that. They say all the benefits of that plus this. So they put all. Same way when you do Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga is like a premium version of the software. When you get Bhakti Yoga, you get all the benefits of the Sharanam, all the things you get, and in addition to that, you get the extra things. The same way, Bhakti Yoga is so powerful. You get the benefit of Ashtanga Yoga, you get the benefit of Karma Yoga, you get the benefit of Jnana Yoga, and finally you get Krishna Bhakti, which is very, very rare. If you just perform only Karma Yoga, only Jnana Yoga, only Jnana Yoga, you may not come to that platform. But when you perform Bhakti Yoga, automatically the benefit of performing that also comes to this candidate who is performing that. So that is the beauty of Bhakti Yoga. So Amrish Maharaj is given as a great example, because constant absorption, there are so many examples, not only Amrish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, constant absorption. He was constantly absorbed. Whatever the difficulties may come in his life, he was always standing, always remembering Narayana, Narayana, Hari, Hari, that's it. So much so, the Lord completely gave himself. He is just his protector, always protecting him like anything actually. Ambarisha Maharaj also, there is a fine, nice sloka in Srimad Bhagavatam. Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vashamsi Vaikunda Gunanu Varnane Karo Hari Mandira Marjinadishu Sutim Sankara Chutasat Kadodaye. This is like how Ambarisha Maharaj was a great devotee, how he engaged all his senses in the service of the Lord. So this is a great thing. Ambarisha Maharaj, he was not like some small insignificant person. He was a Maharaj, he was an administrative person, big administrative person. He could do all of that. Same in Chaitanya Leela, Prataparudra, Maharaj Prataparudra. He was a great king. And he was also engaged. It's like when Jagannath, Lord Jagannath comes in the Ratha Yatra, that he used to sweep the floor. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy. So because the kings, they think, I may be the king, but I am servant of the Lord. That is the mood. The mood is, even though he may be executive head, but he thinks, I have been made executive head so that I can look after the people. Look after the people's spiritual needs and material needs. That is important. Not only material needs. People need a lot of sense gratification. Let me keep on giving sense gratification so they will elect me again to this position. No, not that. We have to look after their spiritual welfare also. When you look after the citizens of the spiritual welfare of the citizens, then you also get the blessings of the Lord. You also get the benedictions of the Lord. You are doing your duty of looking after them. Then that person also will get the benefit. So this is the way we have to understand that. And now in the Shaka Dvipa. The residents are worshipping is Vayu Dev. We have different devatas are there. We have discussed about Surya, we have discussed about Indra, we have about Varuna. Like there are different personalities are there. Vayu Dev is also another personality. Because this is like, he is also responsible for the movement of the air. the air, vayu. Vayu means like a, he's because there is a Upanishad, there is a story. Sometimes, you know, like we do discuss, the devata, sometimes they become proud. They think, you know, like we are the complete controllers. So, once every devata was boasting. So then one by one. So then the Lord gave us a small boy who was saying, "Who are you?" Then they said, "I am Surya. What can you do? I will finish everything." So Lord took one small piece of grass and kept it there. Then finished this. Surya tried all the things in his capacity and the grass didn't even move actually. And then he was a little bit ashamed and then went away. So other person came, "I am Agni." "Oh, Agni, what can you do?" "I am Agni, I will burn everything." So this burned this grass, kept the grass there. Agni tried all his capacity and then nothing could happen to the grass. Same thing happened with Varuna, Vayu. Vayu said, "I will blow away everything." "He will blow away everything, blow away this." And then he blew the whole thing, but everything blew away, the grass is still there. Could not do anything. So then they could understand this person is not an ordinary person, he has come to kind of teach us something. So like that, Lord taught all these things. Because sometimes the devatas, they do make some mistakes, sometimes, not all the time, sometimes they do make some mistakes. And then at that time Lord personally comes, because they are on the administrative heads. They have some desire of controlling something. So Lord has very mercifully given them a position, a portfolio from which they can exercise their capacity, exercise their desire to control something. They can control. But they are all under the control of the Supreme Lord. As Lord says in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, "Yadyat vibhuti matsattvam srimat urjitam evava tattat eva gacchattvam mama tejom sasambhava." It is all His energy, His opulence, Lord's opulence. Lord has given a power of attorney. He has given a power of attorney for Vayu. "Oh, you look after this. Indra, you look after this. Vayu, Chandra, Varuna, you look after." So He has given some departments so that they become the departmental heads. But the actual power is coming from Mama Tejomsa Sambhava. His Teja, the Virya, is coming from the Supreme Lord. So that way, if you understand, no, so that's why, as Prabhupada explains in the previous way also, they are not worshipping, they are worshipping this Vayudeva as a representative of the Lord, as a faithful servant of the Lord. That way they worship. Suryadeva also, we studied, Suryadeva also, they worship him, not as a Suryadeva is all in all. Suryadeva is a great representative of the Lord. He is a representative of the Lord and he is a servitor of the Lord. So that way they worship. That way the honor is given, that way the respect is given for them. First respect is given to Lord and then the respect is given to the other devatas. So that's why even now, even Jagannath Puri, when the bhoga is offered to Jagannath ji, after that it is offered to the Vimaladeva. So this is like Durga. So they get, actually this is the thing, they all look for. Whether we look for, but we look for Mahaprasadam, that's different. I think we also look for Mahaprasadam, devatas also looking for Mahaprasadam. They all look for Mahaprasadam. Because they just, you directly offer something to them, they are not that happy. You directly go and offer something to Surya, something to Lord Shiva, Lord Ganesh, you offer something to them directly, they may not be that happy. But if they get Mahaprasadam, they become so happy. We know the story of Chandidas, the other day Prabhu mentioned in the class. Chandidas had he was a very, very opulent person. He had everything, so much opulence he had. But his brother, he was a little, very, not that opulence, no opulence, but he was a Vaishnava. So he could only, sometimes, like, he could see the opulence of Chandidas, but his offering is very, very simple offering. But one day, the nice flower was there. Nice flower was there in the garden. So this Vaishnava brother, he saw, "Oh, such a nice flower. So it's good if I can offer it to my Lord, Vishnu, Lord Krishna." So then he thought and then mentally only offered that flower to Vishnu. So that day, Chandidas picked up that flower and then offered to Mother Durga Devi. And then that day Durga Devi came darshan. Very happy, very pleased with you. "So, I have been worshipping so many years, I have been worshipping you, and you need power to come." "No, because today you offered me a Mahaprasad. Okay, this flower, and then after that he realized, oh, this is like a, this is not ordinary flower, the flower, because sometimes we take it for granted, we say, this is a flower, like that, after that we throw away, but this is like a, this flower is, oh, Mahaprasad, yeah, we have to give respect, one day, so you have to, not in Mahaprasad, you can't go around with the garland all over the universe like that, you have to remove the garland and keep it also, but we have to understand this Mahaprasad is so much value. So that way, if you offer something to the Lord, and then that Mahaprasadam you give it to any devata, they will be very happy. They are not going to, we may think, we may get upset, oh, he's eaten that and you are giving it to me. But we will be thinking, but devatas, they know exactly their position. They are looking for the Mahaprasadam. If you offer the Mahaprasad, they are more than happy. They will give you double blessings to you. They will think, ah, at least you finally understood. Finally, I understood what I want. They will think that, finally you understood what I want. Continue to do that. That's why the mood is, yes, if the Lord offers something to the Lord, and then offer to the other, his Lord's servants, Lord's associates, Lord's assistants, if we can do that, then Lord will be pleased. And also the Devatas, they will also be pleased. This is the way to worship. And there is Brahma Samhita, there is a nice prayer. Agnir Mahi Gagana Ambu Marudishascha Kalastatatma Manasa Jagatrayani Yasmad Bhavanti Vibhavanti Vishantiyascha Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The three worlds are composed of 9 elements: fire, air, ether, water, air, direction, time, soul and mind. I adore the premier Lord Govinda, from whom they originate, in whom they exist, and whom they will enter at the time of universal cataclysm. So this is what, because everything is coming from the Lord. Lord, it is coming from the Lord. Whatever, see, the power of Vayudev, power of Surya Dev, power of Agni, power of Varuna, everything is coming from the Supreme Lord. So the only personality to be worshipped is the Supreme Lord. By worshipping the Supreme Lord, automatically everybody will become satisfied. Yasmin Tushte, Jagat Tushte. By Lord is satisfied, everybody else is satisfied. Not everybody is satisfied, Lord is satisfied. No, it doesn't work like that. Because that's why we have to worship the Lord, we have to satisfy the Lord, then automatically all the dependents, they will all become happy. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us, and also for us the best, because this process they are following in the Shakadvipa, that's good, because they are also, because they are following the process, yes, this is a bona fide process only, the process there is no problem, pranayama process or ashtanga yoga process is not a problem, the problem is it is not applicable in this iron age, that is a problem, because ashtanga yoga system, all this pranayama, pratyahara, yeah, that is also the way you can attain perfection, no doubt about that. But in this Kali Yuga, it is not possible to perform. You are not going, you are going to live only 40, 50, 30, 20, as it is going to come down actually. As the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam says, Kali Yuga, as the Kali Yuga is progressing, the longevity is reducing. People may not accept that. Oh, now we have found that medicine, this medicine, that one we have found. Previously the disease was not there. Now you are so proud that you have found a medicine for the disease. This is the problem. Our people are so proud that I have found a medicine for this. Previously the disease itself was not there actually. Now we found a disease and then we found a solution for that. What kind of intelligence is that? We have to understand. So that is why we have to take this everything with a pinch of salt. Whatever there. So that is why Shastra, if you take, see everything from Shastra Sakshusha, from the eyes of the Shastra, if you see everything, then everything will make sense. That is why the Shastra, Prabhupada gave so much importance. Shastra, we have to study the Shastra, we have to hear it. So we have to hear, then when we hear, then automatically things will be. Sushruma, iti sushruma. Because that way, the constant hearing, we have to hear Srila Prabhupada books. When we read Prabhupada's books, we are hearing. When we hear Prabhupada lectures, we are hearing. We have to keep on hearing that. When we hear, then slowly and steadily things will happen. Because it's not we depending on what, however serious we are, accordingly that will happen. If you want to take it very seriously, then take it very seriously. In this life only we finish the business. Oh, I will go, so literally I will go, I will take a little bit aram, say I will go. So that means it will take some more time. Then we will get sidetracked here, sidetracked there, this loka, that loka. We will see that we will get attracted to this. We will keep on continuing our journey here. So it is up to us. We have to make a decision. Nobody else is going to make a decision. We individuals, we are responsible. Yamaraj is not going to ask, what did your brother say, what did your son say, what did your daughter say, what did your wife say. He is not going to ask, what did you do to make your advancement? We have to do all our efforts. We come to this material on our own, and then we have to go. We came alone, and we have to go alone. Everybody can help, but we have to make our. That's why Srila Prabhupada again and again says, we have to mold our life in such a way so we remember Krishna 24 hours a day. All the time we can think about Krishna in whatever way it is possible. That is our responsibility. So we'll stop here. If there are any questions or comments, any additional points? Hare Krishna.
So, Prabhu, from Priyavarta, even before,
microphone.
So, microphone. Progressing each and every place, okay, yeah. This Deepa, so they are dividing into 7 tracks, then assigning to their son, and the next again, there will be another 7 tracks, and assigning to 7 sons. So, like this is going on now. As we progress, there is little land is left.
Yeah. So what's the problem? It's a problem for us. We are here. We are there. One bedroom apartment, 40 square, 50 square is sufficient actually. If they divide into 7 lands or 7 islands, it's not going to be a problem for us. Yeah. See, this is like the mood is. See, this again. This is all like we understand. One day of Brahma only we are talking about. No? Not even one day of Brahma. One day of Brahma, 14 Manus are coming. Out of that one Manu, Vaivasvata Manu is now. We are seeing that only now. Because this is like so many Manus are there. This is one day of Brahma, 14 Manus come. That means 14 Manus come means like that is like going to be like a, so many Indra, so many Chandra, so many Vayu, so many Agni Devatas are going to come. So many. It's like sometimes when I read this, the head is reeling actually. Just reeling like anything. Because it is such a... Our position is like we are very, 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 very insignificant, our position actually. Yes, yeah, that is the way. See, why? See, sometimes you know, Priyavrata Maharaj went through the chariot and then created the whatever the... So, these things are mind-boggling actually, how to understand that. You know, like now, we can't even put a proper straight line only, I can't actually. But Priyavrata Maharaj... That's why sometimes we try to superimpose our deficiencies on somebody. Like, I am not able to do that, so nobody will be able to do that. But not like that. We can have great personalities. So many yogis, so many jnanis. Like there are people like they can create another planetary system only. Like Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra, he had so much power. Like he said, like, oh, you like that? Okay, I will create another Indra Loka. Then Indra got very upset. So that is the power. So see, sometimes we think, you know, like when we see some movies, big movies, you know, we get sometimes very get think, oh, this is real. But there are so many wonderful things. The yogi siddhi, the siddhis, prapti siddhi, anima, mahima, lagima, prapti, sitva, vasitva. So many things are there by which you can create so many things. But that also just only one speck of Lord Krishna. Because everything is coming from Krishna, and then they say, Atava bhuvnaitena kinyatena tavarchuna vishtabyeham itam krishnam ekamstena sitojaya. All these big universes, big things, whatever you are seeing, is just only one amsa of Krishna. But Krishna is complete. If you can do that, if you can worship him, then automatically you will achieve everything. So that is why we don't get enamored by all these different opulences and other things. Yes, it is a process. The process is like that. Yeah, they do the process like that. The kings, they do divide like that, give it to their son. And what they do is more important. Devotion is not important thing. After that, they give away and they go away to the forest and then they perfect their life. That is much more important actually. Yeah. Thank you. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki
Jai.